Hello, my name is Mike Conley, and this is my FOSDEM talk for 2022 Firefox Desktop Development 101. Thanks for being here. Thanks for coming to my talk. All right, let's get right into it. So this this talk is basically the same kind of talk I would give to a new hire or a team of new people that are going to be working on Firefox Desktop for a full-time job. So this is the same sort of thing I would say to, you know, a senior or even a junior. You know, just anyone who's coming into the sort of the desktop Firefox Desktop development space, you know, and they're going to be working on it 8 hours a day or something. So this is that presentation. Whoops. So what I'm going to go over are three main things in the course of this talk. The very first thing is going to kind of set us up. So what is a web browser? I want to try and answer that with a little bit of a rigor. I think we have some instincts, all of us. We're probably all using a web browser right now just to see this talk. You know, but maybe we can try and answer that question of what is a web browser, because that's going to help set us up for how the teams work that work on Firefox Desktop. And then specifically, I want to zoom in on how the Firefox Desktop front end, the user interface, and you know, the things that users actually touch and feel, how that works. So that's the schedule of events. So let's answer that first question. What is a web browser? So like I said, you're using it right now. You probably have your own intuition of what a web browser is. You know, you type in a URL or you type in a search query and you press enter and it goes somewhere. It connects you to something on the internet and you know, you view web pages on it, right? Okay, well, that's true. But I want to try and boil it down to something that, like, I don't know, helps describe how we organize the code of the web browser, of Firefox. And this is how I think a lot of web browsers think of themselves. So a web browser, I know there's a lot of text, but I'm gonna read the set. So a web browser is two things in my mind. One, it's a program that executes untrusted instructions downloaded over the internet from other machines, or the same machine for that matter, you know, if you're running a local server or something. So these instructions are things like websites. So like it's the HTML, those are instructions, the CSS, that's instructions, and the JavaScript, most notably, maybe, you know, very explicit instructions from, you know, for more dynamic, active websites. And so you go as you travel the internet and you view web pages. That's what we're doing. We're downloading and executing untrusted instructions from these other machines. And that is presented to you, the user, to hopefully do useful things. So that's one part. And then the second part is a web browser is a set of utilities for interacting with websites or web applications. So things like, you know, memorizing where you've been. So your history and bookmarking tools, because there might be stuff that you want to get back to. You know, maybe you want to go back every day to a certain place, or maybe there's something you're trying to rack your brains. Like, I was here last week. What was it? And it's also things like form autofill. So most web browsers, Firefox included, include some kind of like password manager that will try and hold on to your passwords for you so that you don't have to both, you know, come up with passwords or like remember your passwords all in your head, and hopefully to help you make good password hygiene choices. Like, it'll generate strong passwords for you and do the job of remembering it for you so that you don't have to weaken the password in order to make it easier to remember. And I mean, of course, there are other applications that will do that for you, third-party applications that will act as your password manager. But that's another thing that browsers tend to do. And then there's security tools, you know,